This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, right now, who do you think is the best team in the NFC? I ask that question because San Francisco is a team that is usually in that conversation. They're 3-3 right now. I don't know if you can put them in that category. Washington has gotten off to a very good start. Minnesota is the only undefeated team in the NFC. I like both of the teams in the NFC South between Atlanta and Tampa Bay. And San Francisco is right there hovering around 500 at 3-3. Who do you think is the best team in the NFC?
I honestly think it's the Lions. And I know they just lost Aiden Hutchinson, but I don't think anyone has looked more impressive than the Lions. I know they have a loss to the Bucks, but we now look back at loss to the Bucks. I don't think we view it poorly. That's a team that's going to be a playoff team, and they had a couple turnovers that cost them the game at home. That happens. But when the Lions are clicking, when the Lions are playing at full capacity, I don't know anyone in the NFC can stop them. And if it weren't for really a fluky touchdown with Brandon Ayuk last year, I think we're talking about the Lions having played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and them being the prohibitive favorite this year. I think they are the best team in the NFC, so I would say the Lions to your question.
It's going to be really interesting if Minnesota wins this game coming up on Sunday. I bring that up because, I mean, the rest of their schedule is not difficult. They had the London game against the Jets. They won that. They've already won their road game against Green Bay. They also beat San Francisco earlier this year. Now, this division is no joke, but you've already won on the road against Green Bay, and if you win this week, you have at least won the first game against Detroit. I mean, after that, I mean, this schedule, it's kind of manageable. You play Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Tennessee, so you play the games in the AFC South. You play Arizona later on this year. You play Seattle. I mean, if you were asking me right now who ends up with the best record in the NFC, I would take Minnesota just because the schedule is there. I'm with you. I do think that Detroit is the best team, but I'm curious to see what happens with Aiden Hutchinson. I'm really intrigued by Washington and how they can keep this offense going over the course of the next couple of weeks or so. Like, you're not catching anybody off guard anymore. And for as much as I like this Commanders team and I think they've been fun, I mean, their four wins are the Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, and Browns. It's just not really that impressive of a stretch. Now, their schedule never really gets difficult. Their next four games are Carolina, Chicago, the Giants again, and they play Pittsburgh. So you want to talk about a team that can get out and run a little bit, and we can look up, and the Commanders are 8-3 on the season, and they're a team that we're looking at and taking very seriously. I think the Commanders are going to be in this conversation. The NFC is just so intriguing to me because of how wide open it is. You don't view it as being wide open in the AFC until otherwise proven. You got to go through Kansas City to get to your destination. I don't know who that team is right now in the NFC. It's traditionally been San Francisco. They're off to a slow start. The Lions just potentially lost their best player. I mean, right now, if you were asking what quarterback is playing the best in the NFC, the answer is either a rookie in Jaden Daniels or it is Sam Darnold, who has never been a great quarterback. The NFC, to me, is just far more intriguing in terms of the storylines than what you're talking about with the AFC, but just because of how wide open it feels.
It is wide open, and that is fun. With the Commanders, don't we see a team like the Commanders every year in the NFL, Carrington, where it's they are good. They are improved. No one is disagreeing with that. but a lot of their rise is very schedule-driven. What's the difference between the Commanders this year and the Texans last year? They are on the come-up. You feel like they have good things going for them. You feel like they found the quarterback, but a lot of what they're doing is they're playing a last-play schedule. And I feel like the Commanders might be the best team in the NFC, and maybe it's unfair by me to disqualify them, but I feel like too often that first-year rise, you eventually lose, like, the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair point. The difference I would point out a little bit with Washington is I don't know if there is an on-the-road against Baltimore that Houston had to run into last year. You remember, Houston won their first game at home against Cleveland. Then you go on the road to the best team in the regular season. I mean, I don't really see a scenario, and maybe I'm wrong, where Washington has to go on the road to Minnesota in the second week of the postseason. Maybe that's how this thing breaks down. And you're right. Eventually, we're going to have to see Washington get tested against the cream of the crop in the league. And there's not a whole lot of cream of the crop on this schedule. Like, there's just not a lot of good teams on this schedule. Like, we might not find out until the very end of the year when they play Atlanta. Then they go on the road and they got to play Dallas. They still go on the road and play Philadelphia. That's going to be a difficult game. The Commanders are a team that is very, very intriguing to me as this season keeps going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.